Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Our guest this evening is Joachim Hagopian. He's a writer, a mental health professional, an ex-military person. After the military, Joachim earned a master's degree in clinical psychology and worked as a licensed therapist in the mental health field. For a quarter century, he now concentrates on writing his two blogs. One, I believe, is empireexposed.blogspot.co.id, and the other one is www.globalresearch.ca/author Hagopian. And I am going to... How are you this evening?
I'm doing very well, Mark. Good to be back.
Good to chat with you. And I want to talk a little bit about Antarctica, if that's okay with you.
Sure, very fascinating topic.
The area of the Antarctic is really immense. It's my understanding it's something like 14 million square miles. Do you think that there's a possibility that a really large piece of ice, like a gigantic iceberg, could fall off this continent into the ocean and bring up the sea levels all over the Earth?
Well, that's what some of the scientists are saying. It could go up as high as 10 feet by the end of the century. Of course, that's, the end of the century is still quite a ways away, but nonetheless, it would mean that pretty much the eastern seaboard cities where a concentrated part of our United States population resides would be underwater. So, and it would be all over the world, as you say. So we're talking most of the world population lives within 100 miles of the coastline. So we're talking like massive changes over time, hopefully. It won't be abrupt, but nonetheless, they're saying that a chunk of ice the size nearly of Delaware could break off. And if that does happen, obviously it will be melting and it will cause sea levels to rise. So it is a major concern voiced by a number of scientists.
Is the Earth also being bombarded by gamma and X-rays?
Yes. About a month ago, I wrote an article about that. The gamma and the X-rays are hitting the Earth. They think it's from some even other galaxy out there in the middle part of the way past the Milky Way. And there's also the solar X-rays and gammas that are coming in too. So the whole solar system is experiencing, including the whole galaxy, is experiencing a lot of physiological changes. The Earth is just a microcosm of the macrocosm. So there's major, major changes going on pretty much every level. And Antarctica is just like a case in point of all the changes going on within everything because there's so much happening there as well, of course.
Is there a lot of people, a lot of VIPs that are currently traveling to Antarctica?
Yeah, we've seen a whole parade of them last year. Putin was scheduled actually this month. I don't know if he made it there yet, but we've seen, they were saying that there's a possibility that Obama went back in March, and his chief intelligence guy, the guy that's lied to Congress, I'm trying to think of his name, but anyway, he was down in Australia and New Zealand while Obama was in Argentina, and there was just the Drake Strait separating the southern tip of Argentina from Antarctica, and there was conjecture over Obama even making it down there. And then we had a number of others You know, there was Buzz Aldrin, and that happened more recently, like in November, I think, actually early December. And then he got sick down there, and he had to be taken out, and he had that cryptic message on his, you know, it's alleged on his Twitter, you know, that hell down there, you know, and there's a picture of the pyramids that are being discovered. And then, of course, on election day of all days, John Kerry went down there. So, yeah, there's a series of VIPs of power going down there, and obviously there's some big reasons for them to do that, and that's been the subject of so much speculation. They've been discovering all kinds of new things down there. As I mentioned, the pyramids, there's like a couple right on the seacoast, and then there's another one inland a few miles from the other two, and there may be more too. And then there's all these anomalies, you know, from the Google Earth. They're discovering all these strange phenomena. There's like holes, big wide holes that look like there's a man-made kind of a gate or some kind of walled up door or something to the hole. And these are mammoth size. So they're speculating that, you know, perhaps alien spacecraft or that kind of technology could actually be flying in there because these holes are big enough to actually, you know, allow that kind of size aircraft in. And then they have all these things like it appears as though there's what could be. It's all speculation, of course, because it's underneath, you know, a couple of miles of ice. But nonetheless, it's very pronounced on Google Earth photos where there's these massive objects that are being discovered down there. And one in particular looks like a huge UFO. And then it's facing like four what look like could possibly be tanks facing it, you know, and they're all lodged under the ice. So, yeah, there's a lot of things and a lot of speculation about what is down there that's drawing all these very powerful people. And I think that there's a consensus that's emerged amongst the speculation that they've discovered some very advanced technology that could be related to ancient alien technology. But certainly there's something down there that is supposed to be phenomenal information that is supposed to advance the Earth's knowledge in many ways. And, of course, under black ops, all the secrecy surrounding all that. So, you know, already there is some technology where there are these UFO spacecraft that are man-made. And, of course, we've done reverse engineering. Started back in the Nazi days in Germany. They had downed spaceships down there. Very probable cases of crashes in Germany before the war in 1930. I think it was 36. And then, of course, they had their expeditions down there in 38 and 39, just before the war, where they were actually allegedly building these military bases under the ice. And there's a pretty strong testimony and evidence that, in fact, they actually did. I can jump ahead to 1947 when Admiral Byrd went down there with a rather massive expedition, naval expedition, to fight a war. I mean, it was publicly announced otherwise, but, you know, he actually did admit it just before he left that it was a military expedition to find bases. So, you know, he revealed quite a bit. And then, of course, there's all this testimony of, you know, them discovering one. They were down there for like, I don't know, maybe close to 2 months or something, and they've done a lot of reconnaissance, and all of a sudden, emerging out of the water, out of the ice, these spacecraft that looked like they were UFOs from outer space, from some alien civilization. So it could well have been the Germans that have developed that technology with the help of aliens, or it could have been aliens or a combination thereof. But the bottom line is that I think 13 ships were involved by Byrd, and I think four of them got sunk, including a destroyer. They neutralized all the aircraft. There were, I think, 44 helicopters and jets flying off the aircraft carrier that accompanied it, and all of them were destroyed in a matter of 20 minutes or something. It was just something that no war on Earth that we humanly know about has ever had that kind of technology. And this is back in the beginning of, it was like February of 1947, a little less than 2 years after the war, World War II. So, you know, that's some crazy stuff. And of course, there's a lot of mystery behind Byrd and what he experienced himself, but he was silenced by basically Majestic, the group in secret government, basically surrounding all UFO and alien activities that have to be concealed from the public. And so he was silenced, and of course, the Secretary of Navy at the time, James Forrestal, who became Secretary of Defense, was likely murdered because both he and Byrd wanted to go public with the information that they found, and Forrestal was silenced by probable murder, very mysterious circumstances surrounding that, and that, of course, was the message sent to Byrd, who wanted to also talk about what he discovered, and so he, you know, sealed his lips. He made a few references that suggested that there's far more there than what was publicly reported, but that's all he left for us, because obviously he did not want to die too. So yeah, there's so much mystery surrounding this fifth largest landmass of a continent down there in Antarctica. So much activity, so much that we don't know, and so much that we accumulated in knowledge that just piques our interest to know more. So, very fascinating place.
You know, we talked about Buzz Aldrin going down to Antarctica. Was he a little crazy when they hauled him out of there?
You know, there's a possibility that, you know, he might have been somewhat affected. Supposedly, I mean, he's like 86 or something like that. He's up there in years. And supposedly he had some kind of heart condition that caused him to have to be, medevaced out of there. So, yeah, there's a possibility that he could have been, you know, under some kind of influence from his medical mental condition at the time that he did do that. I'm inclined to think, though, that everything is so controlled as far as the government disclosure, that I doubt if he would be doing that on his own. By the way, this guy's a 33rd degree Freemason, too.
Right.
So,
right.
As we know, when you're 33 and higher in the Freemasons, the secret society, you usually are a very heavyweight person that's behind a lot of the power structure on Earth. So, I'm inclined to think that it was a quote leak statement that actually was just, I don't know, it could have been just to scare people or to get people so that they're moving in the wrong direction or something, with conjecture. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard to say. Mm-hmm. And then again, there's a possibility that he actually was referring to some kind of evil force down there. Perhaps he's referring to those underground military bases that the Nazis might still have going there. So, the spectrum of speculation is so wide open, so it's really hard to say, but certainly it just only increases the interest and the desire to find out what the hell's really going on down there.
And how large were the pyramids that were found in Antarctica. Are they as large as those pyramids in Egypt?
Yeah, there. That was another, pretty pronounced kind of effect, is that they're supposedly, like way bigger than the ones in Giza. It just makes it all the more fascinating, and like we need to know what's going on. So, I mean, and of course there's so much speculation over this whole question between pyramids that have been found all over the earth. It isn't just Egypt. They may be the most famous and well known, but I mean they've been found on pretty much every continent. And there's also so much activity, with the ancient cultures and the potential for interbreeding and alien contact and all of that surrounding these civilizations that built these pyramids that we still don't know if, in fact, they did it alone, had the technology to do that, or got some help from the aliens. There's a lot of people that believe that, we have, and there's a certain amount of evidence too that that there have been interbreeding from alien cultures in probably other galaxies that have actually migrated to the Earth, and a whole bunch of different types of aliens. It's a wide open speculation of very mysterious historical groups that we still don't yet know about. I'm afraid that probably the political and religious dogma that have pretty much dominated the Western culture have suppressed so much information in history that they don't want out, because it's going to obviously alter a lot of belief in the religion. But there is building evidence that, in fact, yes, there is alien contact, that there has been interbreeding with the human species, and that our history goes way further back than 5,000 years. It's really a fantastic type stuff that we just are, wanting to know more and more about.
And did you say that a UFO had been found in Antarctica?
Well, they think that there could be a possibility of at least one that's been discovered on the Google Earth that could well be, because it's kind of in the same shape. It's probably, a mile or two, or even up to 4 miles, because that's how deep the ice cover is. But interestingly enough, that continent is experiencing so many changes. There's parts of the continent that are warming, actually, and that's why they probably were able to discover the pyramids, because of some warming in that region. And then there's other parts of the continent that are actually getting colder and building more ice layers. So, it's like so much is happening down there. But there's been some really, they've been digging. I think there's a Russian expedition down there, a scientific expedition that's at one of the largest freshwater lakes, and they've been drilling holes down there, and they say that they're finding things that are like 20,000 years old, that are so ancient down there. So there's so much to know, It really excites excites me, but I think the whole Earth, basically, humans are just, wanting to know so much more. And hopefully, we'll get some more disclosure. They're basically alluding to, yes, there's going to be this disclosure in 2017 about some of the UFO activity down there. There's also been so much observation of alien-type spacecraft. The incidents of actual close encounters have been increasing, especially around the poles in the South Pole area, Antarctica. And of course, that all opens up with Bird's, alleged encounter where he went inside the Earth, you know, the hollow Earth theory. There's a diary out there, but it's been fake. You know, I mean, it states that it was February 1947, but that was exactly when he was down there and supposedly he entered, he flew his plane inside the hollowed Earth and encountered a Nordic alien culture of, 10 to 12 feet sized humans that are very advanced. And but that's been debunked because of the fact that that was the whole expedition down there in 1947. So, and there is a lot of documented evidence that he was down there in Antarctica at that time. So it's been debunked. But, you know, we would like to think that there's an advanced civilization down there that pays attention to what's going on the Earth. You know, and then there's been speculation also that there's an alien civilization down there that is more reptilian and obviously more evil, and they were the ones that were working in cahoots with the Nazis. So, you know, it's wide open as far as, the different types and how these different types, if in fact they're both there, how do they coexist, you know, when you have the supposedly the advanced, spiritually advanced, good ones called the Nordics and the inner Earth, and then you have these other ones that have been giving the technology over to the German Nazis, and they're supposedly the evil ones that are in control of the Earth. So, you know, and they work with all the inside people in the, you know, U.S. Empire and all those kind of things. So I don't know. I'm as far as, you know, there's so much we don't know, and there are people that, you know, have supposedly that have inside information that have alluded to that there is reptilian type of aliens that have actually been working hand in hand with the power structure people on Earth, and supposedly some of the leaders even are these aliens. I don't know if I can go that far, but certainly there's so much, evidence that there are. I mean, the scientists, the astronomers, the geophysicists, I mean, they all are saying that there is, it's almost impossible that there's not advanced intelligent life in this vast universe. And they're saying there might even be multiple universes. So, I mean, the chances of having advanced civilizations elsewhere in our universes is like way, way more than to think that we are the only one. So, you know, and there supposedly are all kinds of different alien civilizations, and some good and some bad, they're saying. So, it's so speculative that I don't really know where to go with that, because we don't really have the tangible evidence yet to delineate all the very differences between these groups of alien extraterrestrial civilizations. But boy, it's sure a fascinating topic, though.
You know, in a way, we've had a kind of disclosure, because Dr. Hermann Oberth, the mentor of von Braun, stated that they had been helped by people of other worlds. And he said this in 1972 at a recorded public meeting. So the Nazis basically admitted they had been helped. I don't know if you'd remember that or not.
Yeah, they did. And there's so much evidence to indicate that they were helped and had that technology going even during the war. So, and then, of course, the encounter with Byrd in 47 just kind of proves it.
So do you think you kind of alluded to this, do you think that it's possible that extraterrestrial humans inbred with Earth humans in the very distant past?
Yes, I believe that.
Have you seen any of the work of Brian Forster, where he has been excavating these elongated skulls, skulls that have more cranial area than a typical Earth human? And some,
yeah.
You know, he's found them in Peru and he's found them other places. They typically have a really elongated, almost like a cone head, and very dark red hair. And sometimes these skeletons are found that are very large, where these skulls are found.
Yeah.
It's almost like another human race was on the Earth in the past.
Yeah. I mean, they're supposedly, you know, from 10 to 15 feet in height.
Sure.
And yes, the elongated skull with the extra brain power, I guess, is one of the characteristics of one of those species that probably did inhabit this Earth and probably did interbreed with humans. And supposedly they're even walking amongst us, but they wear hats to cover up that elongated skull. So I don't know. But then there's been even encounters with, I think in Afghanistan in 2005, I believe, the American military lost a platoon or something like that in Afghanistan, and they sent another platoon out in search of them, and they had this close encounter where actually one of the soldiers was killed by this creature that was red hair and long beard. And seemed very ferocious and evil, did not seem advanced as far as spiritual. It was very hostile, apparently. Of course, you know, the typical thing that Americans do when they encounter something that they don't know anything about is they shoot, you know. So it's hard to exactly say, you know. He came out of a cave and all of a sudden basically just, you know, grabbed one of the soldiers and threw him or something or crushed him or something. And then, of course, they opened, all their weapons on the guy, and the creature went down eventually, you know, taking probably, 40 bullets in before he actually went down. And then they flew him out with a huge helicopter. So it seems like there's pretty strong evidence of that, in fact, happening. And so that apparently there are these mammoth giants that are characteristically white skinned with red hair and oftentimes long beard. And whether they're, this one, based on the description was very hostile and violent, but, who's to say? I don't know. But there are these giants, and they've discovered plenty of bones to back that up. So. Yeah, there's definite evidence that there have been other civilizations on this Earth and that they have migrated from far out other places, and they did, in fact, interbreed with humans. I think, they do DNA testing of humans, and they found that there's like something like 20% that it's an anomaly that they don't know where that part of the DNA that is unknown, and they're speculating that might actually be, they might be descendants of the interbreeding. So there's a lot of evidence that if you take it all together, it seems like it's past the point of even speculation that in fact there are these other civilizations, and they've had a long history here on Earth with humans. So, yeah.
And the Smithsonian typically hides these large skeletons when they find them.
Yeah, it's such a shame that the morons in charge have been playing this secrecy game with us for so long. I mean, it's just, but, you know, it will radically change belief system where they're afraid that the control that the political religious mechanisms have apparatus on this earth is the human structures that have pretty much locked in this brainwashed control, they're afraid they will lose that. That's what my speculation is as to their motive for hiding so much from us, that they're afraid that with all this kind of information and knowledge the people will realize that there's been these evil people in control of the earth for centuries, and they have deprived humans of advancing because they've been secretly holding all this knowledge and wisdom from us. And of course, the whole idea of the Christianity and all of this is may be jeopardized by all this information as well. So there's all kinds of mechanisms in place, I think, for them to end up doing what they've done. But it's terrible, though, that they've kept our civilization, the human race, back for their own selfish purposes. Hopefully in very short time that will all be changing. But, the population is certainly, they've done polls all over the earth, and there's more people that believe that there are extraterrestrial life elsewhere and that they have been visitations on this earth. There's more people believing that than don't. So it's no longer, you're crazy if you actually believe this stuff. It's the norm now for most people on this earth to believe there are these entities out there that the stupid governments just keep withholding from us.
Can you tell us about Maria Orsic?
Yeah, a very fascinating and beautiful woman. I mean, if you've seen photos of her, it's like she doesn't look like she's from, like, the past of, 60, 70, 80 years ago. I mean, her photos look like she's, a model on the runway from today. Beautiful, I think she's German, maybe Austrian, I'm not sure, but she was basically a psychic and was a medium, and apparently had some contact with alien civilization. I forgot which one, but it was specified, that actually gave her the technological information to build a galactic spacecraft. And she was actually wanting it for, civilian purposes and for good rather than, for the Hitler military destruction and control purposes that supposedly the reptilian type, got together with Hitler. But at the same time that there was this crash and then there was this help that Hitler and his crew was getting to reverse the technology and build their own spacecraft, there was this group of civilians, 1,000, I think, civilians in Germany that were learning from these trance states that she was in that would give all this information. She actually showed up for a meeting at one of the societies, secret societies in Germany. There were like three or four that actually had quite a lot of political power. And so eventually, of course, Hitler and his crew took hold of it and they took over, and whatever, secret knowledge that she was getting was misused actually for the military purposes of Hitler's agenda. But she was apparently the medium that allowed that technology to develop very rapidly in Germany. Very fascinating story. She was part of a whole group of women. They grew their hair very long because there was some kind of conducting of energy or something through the hair being long or something. And and they were able to find out a lot of advanced information that I think, unfortunately, was probably misused by Hitler. But, yeah, very fascinating story.
Yeah, I think Maria was part of the what they called the Vril Society, and I believe
she was in
contact with a group of extraterrestrial humans from the Aldebaran star system, which is,
I think, in the constellation
of Taurus. Yeah, the people or the women in the Vril Society had incredibly long hair that like went all the way down to the back of their legs and even longer, I think.
Yeah. There's photos of these women. It's very fascinating. But yeah, unfortunately, the Hitler group took over. But there was a whole, group, a large group of civilians that actually were building these things before Hitler took hold. And supposedly there's speculation that she may have actually, and others, been able to actually travel out there past our solar system. So who knows?
Have you ever heard of the Spear of Destiny, also called the Holy Spear?
Yes. Supposedly, Hitler's group did get a hold of that. I think it was, who was it? Was it Himmler that got a hold of it? And then there was another one that was an artifact that was supposedly a replication of it. But supposedly, yes, the spear was found by Hitler, yes. And supposedly it's connecting with the spear of Christ, the crucifixion where he was stabbed by it.
Wasn't there a...
And of course, go ahead.
I think there was a legend that whoever had that spear would... have control over the world or something like that?
Well, yeah, there's all these ancient relics because obviously the gold prize was they sent expeditions to Tibet, they sent them to India. They were looking for all the ancient relics that would give them all this additional power and knowledge and wisdom, and supposedly the spear was found. The Holy Grail was not, thankfully, because that would even give them more power. They supposedly found maps and stuff from the 1500s that showed the Antarctica without ice, and that was some of the assistants that, along with no doubt the extraterrestrial knowledge that were given them, that allowed them to basically be able to navigate submarines and stuff to build their bases down under the ice in Antarctica. So, yeah, there's so much there. It's a pretty incredible story.
You know, and we have such a fascinating history that's being suppressed. It's such a shame because if we knew... If it was really told to us what has really happened, I mean, everyone would love history and love to study it.
Sure. Yeah. We might get smarter. You know, it's been to dumb us down for the last century and especially in the last 50 years. And they're doing it. I mean, look at all the toxins and poisons we're taking in our environment, especially with the geoengineering going on. Their agenda has been to keep us dumbed down so we don't wake up and realize what they've been doing to us for the last eons of time. It would just expand advancement of our species to where maybe spiritually we would be able to live in harmony. How's that for a concept? With peace, perhaps. There's just a handful, relative handful of humans, or maybe they're subhuman or even reptilian, that have been in control, and particularly of the Western civilization. Because if you'll notice that the primal cultures on this earth, they all, the aboriginal civilizations, from Australia to northern South America to Asia. They've all been very primal cultures that lived in harmony with nature. And the Western civilization had this notion that we need to conquer all the forces of nature to advance our technology and control the earth and every living inhabitant on it. And what have they done? They've virtually destroyed our earth and made it almost an unlivable habitat now. So, and we're on the verge of self-extinction because of the destructive power that we have. So, yeah, I mean, you have to say that all those primal cultures, they were far spiritually advanced. Maybe they didn't have the technology, but they probably had good reason not to have that technology, because look what the technology has, you know, the cost of the technology to destroying the earth. You know, they go together. So, if we had that kind of advanced knowledge and wisdom, boy, we'd have a different place, and life would be better. And hopefully, before we're completely annihilated, hopefully that we can turn it around. Hopefully.
I had a guest on that told me about these humongous traffic jams in Beijing, and he said the traffic goes 50 lanes in one direction, and I didn't believe him. And he sent me the YouTube clip, and I actually watched it, where they had gigantic traffic jams in Beijing, China, where they've got 50 lanes of traffic going one direction. I mean, I thought that was the most absurd thing I had ever seen.
That is phenomenal, because that is incredible. I spent some time in China back in 2002 and 2003, and the technology, the cars were just then coming into a middle class that was emerging from so much economic growth in that country. And it's incredible. The pollution, that probably of all the places on this earth, Beijing is probably one of the worst places. I mean, they have days where the pollution is so bad, you can't even know that the sun's out. That's how bad it gets. It's really phenomenal, the destruction of the earth that a relative handful of human beings, or subhumans really, have been in control of. It seems as though that they're bent on actually destroying the earth and making it unlivable. They have their underground luxury subterranean mansions, supposedly. All over the earth, there's an underground civilization that has all been, hush-hush secret. And they also have space colonies now out there. So I think that they have this idea or notion that they can destroy the earth and still live. And of course, with the nanotechnology and the transhuman BS, they believe that they probably have the technology to live forever. That's their goal, apparently. And there's a lot of advanced stuff we don't know about that they do have access to. So I'm thinking they are willing to pretty much sacrifice life on the earth surface, not caring about other human beings because they're so psychopathic, and that they have their contingency plans for them to continue living. So, that does not bode well for the rest of us, with them actually thinking that, they're going to live and we're all going to die. That's pretty bad ending to the experiment here on the Earth's surface.
What are your thoughts on the testimony of William Tompkins?
Very interesting stuff, I'll tell you. First of all, just on, my quest for information, I want to believe him. I do. And it seems to be backed up by other people that have scientific backgrounds that actually work. There's a doctor that he co-wrote the book with, and and they are often interviewed together. I forgot the gentleman's name, but the things that he came up with, you know, the Los Angeles, Battle of Los Angeles with mm-hmm. some kind of, extraterrestrial spacecraft there, where they were trying to shoot them down.
Right.
And then the secrecy of having spies going to Germany who were American, but they were German Americans that were able to access inside the secrecy of the Nazi development with the UFOs and the alien technology, and bringing it back to the United States. And then, of course, he was given that information to get the program going with developing this kind of technology in the United States. And I'm inclined to think that he's for real. I mean, I know that Dr. Stephen Greer, who's the head of the Disclosure Project, has speculated that he's not so sure that he thinks that he might be a plant, basically, from the military to disinformation. But I don't know. I'm inclined to think that this guy's for real. He seems very genuine.
Right.
You know, when you hear and see him speak, you know, he really seems to have some knowledge there that that actually is for real. So I think he is for real, and that he was a pioneer in getting the space program off the ground in America, and he had contact with supposedly that Nordic advanced civilization. He says that, you know, he had several secretaries that were giving him all this advanced knowledge that he couldn't have, helped develop this technology without. So, I mean, I'm inclined to think he's for real.
You know, it might be that William Tompkins, maybe 80-85% of what he's saying is true. Maybe the other 15 or 20%, he's been told and he's just passing it on. You know what I'm saying? It could be that the majority is true, and that a little bit of disinformation that he may not even know is disinformation. You know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right. That could be the possibility too, because obviously, I mean, I think he's in his 90s too. So, you never know how much exactly that he's retained and what he's embellished. You know, it might be totally sincere in that he believes what he's saying is absolutely as it happened. But, you know, there's got to be other factors that could likely distort some of the information that he's conveying.
I don't know if you caught this or not, but I think he refused the last interview with Kerry Cassidy because Kerry wanted to talk about the reptilians. Did you see that?
Yeah. He did like a couple of interviews that were fascinating that I actually did see. And then all of a sudden he was scheduled and then, you know, some representative of him called in at the last minute, like maybe 2 hours or something before the show, and canceled it. I guess he was, when you see him and hear him, he loves talking, you know. I mean, he loves having people interested in what he's got to say, and you could see that through his earlier interviews with Kerry. So I'm inclined to think that he wanted to do it, but he was told probably by, you know, maybe forces from the Majestic 12 that were saying, we must conceal this and you're not authorized to go out there and talk about it. You know, pretty obvious.
So he's got a handler.
He can't be operating on his own. I mean, first of all, people have died. Many, I think, actually have died that disclose things that, the system, the evil system in control, will not permit. And, I mean, that that I think an engineer, his name is Schneider, who went public and was talking about the underground bases and the technology and battles with aliens and all that. And then he was murdered in Nevada, right. I think. He maybe was public for maybe 2 years or something, not very long, a year and a half or something like that. But he was doing lectures and stuff and attracting, obviously, a lot of interest. And then he was dead. So, I mean, and this is like a common pattern for those that have this book. I think he's definitely got some people in control of him. So that also potentially taints what actually he's saying, too.
I think Phil Schneider allegedly committed suicide, didn't he? Like, strangled himself with a belt or something like that?
Yeah, you know, there's all these, suicide. It's so common for people that are wanting to disclose secret information for them to suicide. I mean, you know, Gary Webb, the guy that exposed the whole Iran-Contra affair, the journalist from the San Jose Mercury, had two bullet holes in his forehead, and they called that suicide. So, I mean, it's just so common, it's so common. And Michael Hastings, the latest victim a couple of years ago, where his car was remote controlled and sped up to like 100 miles an hour in LA streets and crashed. And there was an explosion. It sent the engine in the Mercedes, I don't know, 100 feet from the actual wreck. And it didn't even hit a tree, it exploded. That's how he died. And he was fried inside his car. And that was a hit by John Brennan, most likely. The CIA dickwad. So if you speak too loudly with stuff they don't want out, that is a very common outcome. And of course, it's some accident or suicide or some BS like that every time. And, we know different. We know that they have suicide squads, in CIA and military intelligence and they go around killing people that they're targeted. So, probably that's the outcome. That's why Tompkins doesn't, speak totally openly.
And the mainstream media is even getting worse, like CNN and those other three-letter agencies, NBC, ABC. They're so false in what they're saying now. It's to the level of absurdity, at least in my opinion. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, just this election year of 2016 exposed every corruption in the whole political system, the two-party system that's so corrosively corrupt and how they're basically whores for the government, it's the Ministry of Propaganda all over again. They're not independent. They'll not speak the truth. Anything that comes out of the government and anything that comes out of mainstream media with all the CNN and all the rest of those idiots, is lies. It's all cover up, all lies. And so our only chance of trying to get some semblance of reality and the truth is through alternative media. And of course, there's a lot of disinformation plants inside that are smearing the whole credibility within the alternative media as well. So it's tough going. The truth is tough going these days because there's so much control over information. It really is a war, an information war, where they're trying to control. They know that there's more people waking up and disbelieving the government and disbelieving the mainstream media now, where they're afraid. The people in control are afraid that with the truth, the people are going to rise up and go against the controllers. So they're doing their damnedest to make sure that the truth doesn't get out there. They pass laws that you know, there's lists, you know, of the blacklisted news sites that actually tell more of the truth, and they're now being targeted for censorship. So hopefully, if we lose the capacity to be able to report what's going on to the people, we've lost the whole war of trying to, you know, better humankind. It's already been lost. If the truth cannot come out. So, and they're bent on total control and total slavery. I mean, they have a slave system already financially on this earth. And if they lock in all information and knowledge, it's over. So we really do have a battle on our hands in 2017, because that's what they're gearing for. They see an informed and educated public rising up against the evil that they perpetrated on the human race as their biggest threat. And so that's why we see so much movement towards censorship control. So we got to keep going and keep talking on these kind of shows and keep putting the information out there to the people.
Well, Joachim, it's been a pleasure having you on again. Tell the people about your blogs and any other thing you have going on right now of interest.
Well, with the Trump presidency, my last two articles have been about that. I took a look at his inaugural address, and I was like saying, wow, he's really declaring war against the ruling elite. Really great. He might be some kind of independent source. You know, this is what we all want to believe. But I was also guarded and backed myself up and said, you know, look, they've been saying these kind of things every 8 years, and we fall for it every time, thinking, oh, yes, he's going to be a man of change and all this kind of stuff. And then come to find out, once he's in office and all those lies that he promised are just lies, and that he just does what he's told. And so then I wrote most recently, like a couple of days ago, his activity in the first week, and it seems like he is just like all the rest, throws out all the lies that people want to hear, and then once he's in power, he does exactly what he's told, and he's moving towards war, just like Obama. He's moving towards polarization of all the countries on this earth politically, stamping out any entrance into the United States of seven Muslim countries where the United States Empire has committed wars, killing so much of their population, 4 million Muslims in the last few years, and now basically saying you can't enter America even if we vet you and you obey by our immigration laws. You are out. And so he's doing all these things. He's got a cabinet around him that are like total Goldman Sachs and oil men and military-industrial complex generals. So, you know, it's looking very bad for all of us under the Trump presidency when he threw out signs to get elected that he might be different, but it doesn't look like it. I still have hope, of course, that, you know, he will, you know, make good on some of those promises that were somewhat positive, but it seems like his first week is telling a whole story that's otherwise. But anyway, yes, I'm doing a lot of political stuff in my writing, but I really want to go back to, you know, some of the cutting edge mysteries on the earth and all of that as more information becomes available. And again, empireexposed.blogspot.com for my blog site. And then I write a lot for Global Research and Lou Rockwell and thought.net, mostly for those guys. It's going to be a bumpy ride 2017. So hold on and try and arm yourself with as much information as possible and prepare for contingency conditions that could radically change for the worse, because there's so much out there that are really kind of warning signs of what might come.
Right, Joachim, have a go ahead.
One more correction. My first name is pronounced Joachim.
Joachim, I always screw that up. Joachim, <Yeah. laughs> so sorry.
Yeah, that's no
problem.
All
right, buddy. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye.